So you put these tickets on your credit card, and the two scaredy cats didn't show up at the airport.
Brothers with a fear of flying or a fear of paying.
I'm not accustomed to going out of town.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Gotta spread your wings a little bit, sir.
I'm afraid of change.
What about your brother? Is he afraid of change?
As far as I know.
He doesn't look like he's afraid of change.
Looks can be deceiving.
You afraid of change?
Yes, I am.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Katrina Padgett is suing her former friend, Dejan Hunter, and his brother Randy Harling Jr. for the cost of two tickets to Puerto Rico.
Order. All rise.
Yes, case number 69 on the calendar in the matter of Padgett versus Hunter Harling.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ma'am, have a seat, please.
You two guys brothers?
Yes, ma'am.
Who's Hunter?
I am.
Harling?
I am.
How old are you?
26.
And you?
25.
Whose birthday was it that weekend?
It was my birthday.
How do you know the plaintiff?
We went to school together.
Were you friends?
Yes.
How long have you been friends?
Middle school or high school.
And what about your brother? Was he a friend of hers as well?
Yes.
Who thought it would be a good idea to go to Puerto Rico to celebrate your birthday?
It was Katrina, actually.
Her idea?
Yes.
And when did she first talk to you about it?
To be honest, I'm not sure. It was probably...
Give me a month.
July, August, roughly before my birthday.
And when is your birthday?
September the 12th.
So when she talked to you, tell me about the conversation.
Well, she asked me if I wanted to go to Puerto Rico. She said it's probably going to be around your birthday because her birthday is a few days apart from mine also.
Good. So you would celebrate both your birthdays?
Right. That's what she was saying.
Great. And it would just be who going?
She said that she was going with a friend, and she asked me did I know anybody who wanted to go if I wanted to go because it was a deal with four people.
And what did you say?
I told her I'd think about it.
And then?
She called back. Conversation was going on. I told her that I didn't really feel like going to Puerto Rico. I don't really go out of the country. I've never been out of the country, actually. I'm not
25. You afraid to go out of the country?
I am. 25, 35, I'm not accustomed to going out of town. So it's just not my cup of tea. I really don't even fly like that, honestly.
Did you ever fly?
Yes, I have.
From where to where?
From the furthest I've ever been was from Atlanta to Connecticut, where I was born, and that's an hour and 30 minutes, roughly.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Gotta spread your wings a little bit, sir.
Maybe. I'm afraid of change.
What about your brother? Is he afraid of change?
As far as I know. He hasn't been anywhere just like I have not.
He doesn't look like he's afraid of change.
Looks can be deceiving.
You afraid of change?
Yes, I am.
Really? Ms. Padgett, this is what your lawsuit is about. You say that these two clowns over here told you that they would go with you to Puerto Rico. You purchased the tickets.
Yes, ma'am.
In both their names.
Yes, ma'am.
So at some point in these discussions, there had to have been a discussion of you going with your brother.
Correct.
Because she's not demented, right? She wouldn't just pick your brother's name out of the hat, right?
Not at all.
So at some point you said, well, maybe I'll go with my brother.
Not quite.
Tell me about the conversation you had with regard to your brother.
Well, like I said before, the first conversation...
No, first, I already passed the first conversation. This is television. Tape is very expensive. Don't go back to the first conversation.
I remember
Get
that.
On
okay.
to the new conversation.
Okay. Well, in the new conversation, I brought up that my brother might want to go.
Oh, okay. So now we're talking about the other clown who doesn't like to travel.
Right. Right.
All right.
And so I told her, once again, that he might want to go.
Good. Now, that's all. So let me hear about the conversation, Ms. Padgett. By the way, what do you do for a living?
I am a graduate student at Georgia State University, and through my school, I work as an intern at United Way, where I help...
You don't have to tell me okay. what you do at United Way. Do you get paid?
Yes.
So you put these tickets on your credit card?
Yes.
And they were non-refundable?
Correct.
And the two scaredy cats didn't show up at the airport?
No, they didn't.
You want them to pay for the tickets?
Yes.
Tell me about the conversation when you purchased the tickets.
In July of 2010, I wanted to plan a trip for my birthday, so I spoke to my friend Shari, who went on the trip with me, and I also spoke to Dejan because his birthday is a week apart from mine, and we've celebrated our birthdays in the past before, so I thought it would be a good trip for us. I asked him, would he be interested in going to a trip to Puerto Rico? I found a great deal for hotel and airfare.
When you say great deal, tell me what the deal was.
The trip approximately cost $358.23 per person.
And that was for airfare and hotel?
Yes.
For how many days?
For 4 days.
And what did he tell you?
He said he'll think about it. And I said that, okay, well, I can give you the website so you can look at the hotel and see how you feel about it. And you can see the price range and everything that's included in the hotel. He called me back and he said he loved the hotel, how it had a basketball court and it was on the beach.
Do you play basketball?
He does.
Do you play basketball?
No, I do not.
Does the friend who you were going with, the young lady that you were going with, does she play basketball?
No, she does not.
Do you play basketball?
I do.
Do you play basketball?
No.
But he does.
Yes.
So he said it's a nice hotel, and it has a basketball court,
yes.
And it's on the beach.
Yes.
Did your brother show you the hotel?
No.
Never showed you online of the hotel? Is not an answer.
No, I'm saying no.
Why wouldn't he show it to you?
We weren't in the same city at that time.
Oh. Do you have a computer?
Yes.
Why didn't you send him the information so he could look at the hotel?
I didn't have it.
You had had it.
Correct. I had had it.
And you looked at it.
When I looked at it, I didn't immediately call him and tell him to look
at it. Fine. I just want to make sure. I'm just putting my ducks in the water. I do it stealthily. So you saw the hotel. Did it have a basketball court?
I don't remember.
Was it on the beach?
I do not remember.
You've never been out of the country before. You've never been further than Connecticut. You look online at a hotel that you're thinking about going to on your computer, and you don't remember whether it was on the beach or off the beach or whether it had a basketball court and you're a basketball player. That's what you're telling me.
Correct. It's a
Correct.
Big difference.
I got it. Got it. Okay. Next part of the conversation, Ms. Padgett.
So after he said that he liked how the hotel looked, he said that it was affordable and he would be able to pay it. And I was like, are you sure you would be able to? I was like, I need to know.
Just tell me that you're sure. Don't make anything up.
I'm not.
Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. Because that's what you want to hear. You want to hear that he's going to go with you, with his brother, because you're two girls going. It would be nice if two guys went with you.
No, it was not about having guys there.
No, I'm talking about traveling with two
yes.
young ladies and two young men. It's more fun than just going with two young ladies. And he's your friend. I'm there. So you wouldn't make it more difficult if he said, yeah, I like it and I'll go. You wouldn't say to him, are you sure you go? Are you sure you can afford it?
No, I just wanted to make sure he would be able to afford to pay for it before, because it's going on my credit card, and I told him.
Why would it go on your credit card?
Because the full amount was $1,432, and I need to get the deal before it was too late.
Just a second. Now let's get back to that. Why didn't you say if you want to go, put it on your credit card? You didn't have to pay for everybody's ticket at the same time. It was $358 a person.
The whole deal had to be paid for together in order to have the deal. So I booked the flight and hotel through the hotel, and I put it for 4 people, 1 room.
Did you stay in the same room?
Yes, it was a room and it had 2 beds.
So it was 1 room?
Yes.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Had you ever had her bank account number before?
I have.
For what purpose?
To give her money.
For what?
As a friend.
When did you put money in there as a friend?
I never put money in there.
Ugh, two clowns.
And later today.
Your Honor, everything that he said that he put into the bike, my mechanic had to fix because it was damaged.
Mrs. Rin, I don't care.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Katrina Padgett says former friend Dejan Hunter and his brother Randy Harling Jr. owe for 2 plane tickets to Puerto Rico. Katrina claims the brothers never arrived at the airport.
All right. He said he could go.
Yes.
When did he tell you he was going with his brother?
He called like 2 days later and said that his brother would go. And I was like, well, let me speak to Randy and make sure Randy knows about all the details and he wants to go.
So did you call Randy?
Randy called me while
did
I was at work.
Did you call her?
No, I did not.
That's the truth. No, I did not. She called me.
So she called you?
Yes.
And what was the conversation, Mr. Harling?
Conversation was about the trip.
Okay.
In which?
Just a second.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So I spoke to Randy on the phone, and I was telling him the details about the trip. And I gave him the information to go and look at the website.
And?
And he said that he would like to go on the trip as well.
Well, just a minute. You gave him the information to look on the website.
Mm-hmm.
Did he have the conversation and look at the website when
he
called
you? No, he called me. Well, I called him 2 days later or so. I called him back and asked him, did he have a chance to look at it if he's willing to go on the trip?
And?
He said that he would like to go on a trip that would be able to afford it.
He said he would like to go?
Yes.
Affording, I don't think anybody talked about it. I just think he said he'd like to go on the trip. Now, when did you discuss with Mr. Hunter and or Mr. Harling that you were going to book this trip yourself?
I called them the day before I was gonna pay for the trip. And I said, I'm about to pay for the trip. Are you sure you're gonna go?
On what date was it that you paid for the trip?
I paid for the trip July 22nd, 2010.
What day were you supposed to leave?
September 9th.
Now, I want to tell you that I have some difficulty with the fact that you say that the first inkling that you had that they weren't going to go was when you got to the airport and they didn't show up. Because ordinarily you would speak to people before, Ms. Paget. Do you understand what I'm saying
to
you?
I did speak to them before.
Okay. So how much prior to the trip did you speak to them?
I kept in contact with them on a regular basis.
Who's them? Them?
Both Dejan and Randy. All the way up to the trip, I kept on calling them to ask them, when will they be able to pay me the money? Because I told them both that they could pay me either in installments or in full, but I need the money before the trip.
And?
And they said that they will put it in, well, I know Dejan said he'll be able to put it into my bank account. And I gave him my bank account number. Randy said that he'll be able to
Dejan.
Give
Dejan?
Yes, ma'am.
Had you ever had her bank account number before?
I have.
For what purpose?
To give her money.
For what?
As a friend.
As a friend?
Correct.
Explain that to me.
Okay, I will explain it. Like I said, we were close friends, and as far as the trip...
I didn't ask you about the trip. I said you had had her bank account number before. You said yes. I said, why you put money in there as a friend? When did you put money in there as a friend?
I never put money in there.
Well, you just told me you put money in
there. No, I did not. You asked me if I had her account number, and I said yes.
Well, what would you have her account number for?
It was to put money in her account.
For what?
For a friend, like a friendly favor.
A friendly favor when?
I could not tell you the date, to be honest.
Ugh, two clowns. What a bunch of clowns. You each owe $358. Judgment for the plaintiff, that's all.
Apologies, excuse me, step out.
I feel like it was a very fair decision, and I'm just glad that this is all over.
I honestly do not agree with it, but I'm glad this is over.
It was very upsetting that they did not show up.
We never really said we were gonna go.
It kind of made the trip disappointing.
I was out of town. I wasn't even in Atlanta to leave.
We're not as close as we used to be.
Who knows? Might could become friends again. I don't know. I'm just glad it's over with.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter, Butler versus Wren. Step forward.
John Butler Jr. is suing former friend Bern Wren and her son, 25-year-old Joshua Wren, for illegally repossessing his motorcycle.
Mr. Wren, where were you that your mother was selling your bike?
My residence.
Well, why was she doing the sale instead of you?
I work midnight to 8. I sleep during the day, so I asked her to take care of it for me.
And did she put an ad in the paper?
She put one on the paper, I believe on Craigslist, and a few ads hanging up, you know, in the grocery stores.
Who purchased the bike?
I did.
When did you purchase it?
2005, this beginning of the summer.
Did you purchase it new or used?
New.
How much did you pay for it?
About $13,000.
Did you pay it off?
Yes.
What was the bike valued at the time that it was sold to the plaintiff?
I believe Kelly Blue Book was a little over $6,000.
And what did you sell it to the plaintiff for, Mrs. Wren?
$5,000.
So far, is that correct?
Yes.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Our agreement was he would not ride the bike at all.
It wasn't explained to me like that. It
doesn't make any difference. You can't ride a bike that is
Your Honor, it was explained to him.
I'm speaking.
Real cases, real people, Judge Judy. John Butler Jr. says former friend Bern Wren and her son Joshua illegally repossessed his motorcycle. The defendants claim John breached their agreement and they're countersuing for damage to the bike.
Now, why were you selling it, sir?
Needed the money.
Any particular reason why you needed the money?
Don't have any cash. I was looking to move out.
How long had it been since you rode the bike?
I rode it that summer of 2009. You sold it to him in the beginning of...
Just a second. You rode it in the summer of 2009?
Yes.
Beginning or middle of the summer?
Throughout the whole summer.
And when was it sold to you, Mr. Butler?
I made my first payment on May 4th, 2010.
Now, you last rode the bike, sir, in the summer, so the bike had not been ridden in several months.
Correct.
How many months had the bike not been ridden?
Probably last rode it in September, so 4 months.
September, October, November, December, January, and February. The bike had not been ridden for 6 months. Is there any reason the bike had not been ridden for 6 months, sir?
Winter. We live in Connecticut.
I live in Connecticut, too, in the spring and the summer.
Right. I last rode it in September of 2009.
And when did you take possession of the bike?
February the 12th.
February the 12th,
2011.
So the bike hadn't been ridden in over a year.
But he bought it in the beginning of 2010.
The question was, when did he take possession of it?
In 2011.
So the bike had not been ridden for over a year.
Correct.
I ask those questions not because of Mr. Butler's complaint, but because of your counterclaim. Mr. Butler, how much did you give them for the bike?
Total with all the payments, it came to $900.
Is that correct?
That's correct.
And then you took the bike back?
I allowed him to take the bike in February, on February 12th.
Just a second. Then you took the bike back?
I took the bike back March 20th after I found him riding the unregistered bike. Our agreement was he would not ride the bike at all.
Fine. Which is a reasonable agreement because the title hadn't passed. You did understand that.
It wasn't explained to me like that.
Doesn't make any difference whether it was explained to you like that or not. You can't ride a bike that is unregistered.
Your Honor, it was explained to him.
I'm speaking, but you have to give him his money back.
But he did understand because he came over to get the bike with a trailer.
You took his bike back. You had his money. Now you have to give back his money. Now, you're also adding on to that money that you put in and tooled around with the bike. That you're not getting back,
sir. I understand that.
You do understand that.
Yes.
But the $900 that you gave to the Rins, you're entitled to back.
He put a lot of damage onto the bike. That's the reason why we weren't going to give him his money back. And that's the reason for the countersuit.
You know, Mr. Brin, I don't know how much damage he put on the bike. And let me explain why to you. When was the last payment you made to Mrs. Rin?
The last payment was in February.
Of 2011?
2011.
Let me explain why I don't believe he did a lot of damage to the bike. Because he was still paying for it. And he had every intention of paying for it. And he put money into it. So I don't think he would have done a lot of damage to the bike, sir. And you hadn't ridden the bike in a year and a half. You don't ride a bike in a year and a half. That causes a lot of damage to the bike.
We have pictures of the bike before we sold it. There's no damage to the bike on the pictures. When we brought it to the mechanic, we saw the scratches on the front side of the bike. We brought it to the mechanic. He said it indicated
that it fell. Don't tell me what the mechanic said to you, sir. I am not giving you money to fix up your bike.
Your Honor, we had to replace the shock absorbers and the forks on the bike because of some kind of heavy impact on the bike.
Mrs. Rin, I'm not giving you any money to repair this bike. You are going to give him back the money that he put into the bike.
Your Honor, everything that he said that he put into the bike, my mechanic had to fix because it was damaged.
Mrs. Rin, I don't care.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, this was the arrangement that you made. You sold him the bike. You didn't have a written contract with him that says don't.
We do have a contract.
Did you have a contract that says you will not ride the bike?
The bike is unregistered and uninsured.
That's not what I said. You have a contract that says you will not ride the bike.
It was a verbal contract.
No, I said you do not have a written contract. You said I do have a contract.
He does not own the bike until he made full payment.
Ms.
He only
Rin,
paid a fifth.
I'm not giving you any money to repair the bike. Do you still have it?
We do have the bike.
Did you fix it all up?
I had to fix it up. It was rendered useless without it.
Great. Well, you hadn't used it for a year and a half.
It had over $4,800 worth of
damage. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $900. Your counterclaims dismissed. That's it.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
He was a friend of the family. He came over and saw the bike. He knew it.
Mutual friends. That's all.
It was a bad idea. Everyone told me not to.
I was just hoping to make payments on it, like she agreed to.
He made small payments.
Didn't have it all up front. Economy's bad. Didn't have a job.
I Now it's $3,000 to pay on the bike, which was damage he did.
The electrical didn't work, the brakes didn't work. He totally destroyed the bike.
Everything electronically worked on the bike when I turned the key.
He unplugged the dashboard so he wouldn't see the odometer that he was riding it.
It's a lie.
No, those scratches, you don't get scratches just from sitting.
The bike was buried in snow.
It was a business matter that went bad.
Business and friends do not mix.
You know, I trusted John.